We've got Worth County, King City, and a Missouri 8-player district final on KMA960 on Friday night. Looking forward to that. And we're talking now with Worth County head coach John Adwell. Coach, it's always hard to get to a district final, but your team has managed to do it. How are we feeling as you guys get ready?
Oh, yeah, we're feeling pretty good. I think, our kids are excited to be here. And, with familiar opponent as King City, I played them early in the year, but, it's always a challenge when you have to play someone more than once in the same season.
Yeah, you guys faced that challenge last week when you played Albany, and you took care of business in that game. Tell me about that win and what you liked from the guys there.
Well, our kids, they did a good job of, executing. They did a good job, both offense and defense. So I thought our special teams did a really good job. I think we had a punt return and a kickoff return for a touchdown. And, I was looking at our stats, and I was like, well, our stats, we scored 74 points, but our stats wasn't really that big, that great. But I think we had about 280, 290 yards, on special teams. So, that's a big part of the game as well. And, and I think our fellow kids, that are on them teams, they did a really good job of, contributing.
Offensively, looking back at maybe not just Friday night, but as you guys have gone through the season, what have you felt good about? What have you liked on that side of the ball?
Our run game, we pride ourselves on being able to run the ball. And, we feel like we've got to be able to run the ball to open up our passing game. And, they were doing some things, Albany was, the other night, that was kind of taken away from our run game. And Hayden and Bo and Caleb, and they really got our passing game going well. And, I think we had just shy of 200 yards passing the ball, and that for us, that's huge. We don't throw the ball a lot, but I think we threw the ball 15 times over the night. That was a season high for sure, and maybe a cumulative high of the entire season in one game.
Defensively, I think you guys have held opponents to something like just 14 points per game. You played, it seems like, really good defense throughout the year. What have you liked on that side of the ball?
Well, I think our balance, I think we do have a really good balance of, just not just one person is making all the plays. I think I was looking through stats there for conference stuff, and, we're very balanced. Every person has, right about the same number of tackles, and, they complement each other very well and being able to fill their gaps and hold their assignments. So, very impressed with just the balance that we have on our team being.
Now, looking ahead, you mentioned a rematch with a really good King City team, played a tight game with them at the end of the regular season. What do you recall about that game?
Well, I felt like that we had opportunities we could have, we could have went with that we didn't capitalize on. We've got to be able to, when we start getting momentum swinging our way, we've got to be able to finish and kind of close out the game. And, and hopefully our kids, they stay locked in and ready to rock. And when you get the opportunity to put someone away, you can.
What would you say is the biggest challenge that the King City presents to your team?
Well, their quarterback, that Carlson kid, he does a phenomenal job of, kind of conducting and rolling with the offense. He's a real good quarterback, and he's got a good receiver, that sample kid. So, I think their strong point is through the quarterback and the sample boy, they do a good job of keeping the balance of that and getting the ball into space and letting the sample kid make some plays out in space. So, we've got to be able to contain him and not let him get behind our defense, and then also keep the Carlson quarterback in the pocket and not let him get out and run, because he's a good runner as well.
What is the most important thing for you guys to leave with a victory there on Friday?
Well, we have to play mistake ball, mistake-free ball. We can't go out there and be lackadaisical and have a lot of mistakes and have turnovers and such. We've got to, be disciplined and stay locked in and come away with, without making mistakes. I think we do them things. I think we'll fare well.
That is John Adwell, head football coach of Worth County. His team gonna face King City in a district final on Friday night. Coach, appreciate the time today and wish you the best going forward.
All right. Thank you very much.